In this bulletin, New Zealand police say there's no sign of life on White Island after a volcanic eruption. Authorities brace for dangerous fire conditions in New South Wales, and the World Anti-Doping Agency bans Russia from all major sporting events for 4 years. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New Zealand police say they don't believe any survivors remain on White Island following the eruption of an active cone volcano. After reconnaissance flights over the island, police say anyone who could have been rescued alive was taken during the evacuation. Authorities say 5 people are confirmed dead and 31 injured, with as many as 8 still accounted for. White Island, situated off Whakatane on the North Island's east coast, is New Zealand's most active volcanic cone and a popular tourist destination. And authorities say Australians may be among the missing and feared dead after the volcanic eruption. A number of Australians have been reported as missing by family and friends on a New Zealand Red Cross website. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government is working to determine the well-being of the Australians caught up in the disaster. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is warning communities not to be complacent as the state again faces dangerous fire conditions. Firefighters have been working on backburning operations ahead of the potential for new fire threats in unfavourable weather conditions. More than 85 fires are still burning, with half uncontained as authorities prepare for dry lightning and possible storms this afternoon. Ms Berejiklian says the conditions have been horrific over the past few months and it will be a difficult summer ahead.
Given the horror summer we're likely to have with the hotter conditions, the drier conditions, the drought conditions, everybody doing their bit is important. That is includes, of course, being vigilant in relation to the fire threat, but also respecting the extra restrictions we've put in place in Greater Sydney and Illawarra and Wollongong as well.
Authorities are urging people to stay indoors with temperatures set to soar above 40 degrees across New South Wales and the Australian Capital Territory today. A heatwave is travelling from the west of the country and is building, with temperatures reaching above 35 degrees in Western and South Australia. The heat spike is expected to worsen bushfire conditions, subsequently deteriorating the already poor air quality in Sydney. Dr. Richard Broom from the New South Wales Department of Health says the extreme heat combined with heightened smokiness can bring additional health risks.
So it's really important for people who have chronic conditions such as heart and lung disease, but also other diseases like kidney problems or diabetes. Those people need to be cautious in the very hot weather. So when it is really hot, the most important thing to do is try and keep out of the heat. So staying indoors and turning your air conditioner to recycle helps to keep you cool, but also helps to keep your house free of the smoke.
Democrats in the United States House of Representatives are drafting articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, with the Judiciary Committee potentially holding a vote this week. The impeachment inquiry that threatens Mr. Trump's presidency focuses on his request that Ukraine investigate former Vice President Joe Biden, a leading contender for the Democratic nomination, to face Mr. Trump in the November 2020 election. Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says the hearing will be conducted in an orderly fashion, and his committee won't decide on the charges against Mr. Trump until after a hearing to consider evidence gathered by the Intelligence Committee that led to the investigation.
This hearing will be considered in an orderly fashion. The gentleman will not yell out, and he will not attempt to disrupt the proceedings. We will now hear presentations of evidence from counsel to the Judiciary Committee for up to 60 minutes, equally divided.
The World Anti-Doping Agency Executive Committee has banned Russia from all major sporting events for 4 years. It comes after Russia's anti-doping agency was declared non-compliant for manipulating laboratory data given to investigators in January. The decision means that Russia's flag, name and anthem will not appear at the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games or 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, and the country also could be stripped of hosting world championships in Olympic sports. President of WADA, Craig Reddy, says the ban is designed to punish those who did the wrong thing, with Russian athletes who can prove they aren't implicated in the scandal allowed to compete under a neutral flag. A look at the weather today. Sunny in Perth, 34 degrees. Cloud clearing in Adelaide, 26. Cloudy in Melbourne, 19. A possible early shower in Hobart, 21. Hot and smoky for Canberra, 38. Much the same for Wollongong, 33. Similar conditions in Sydney, 36. Hot with smoke haze as well for Newcastle and 38. 32 for Brisbane. Early smoke haze there. Mostly sunny for the rest of the day. 31 and showers for Cairns and 35 with a possible shower or storm in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos, this is SBS News.